I saw Capri holding I love cheating t-shirt and I just sent it to my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, did your ex-boyfriend cheat on you?
Yeah. Please, for people who are watching me, I don't need anyone. I don't want anyone. I'm not dating anyone. And I'm not talking to anybody. Please leave me alone.
Yo, what is going on, bro code audience? Welcome back to another video. Today, we have a pretty special episode for you guys. We're excited. We're going to get into the nitty and gritty and the juicy. Yo, chill. Chill. All right, guys. Shit, yo, I'm low-key botching this. Anyways, guys, we're here with Nevada. Give it a round of applause for
Nevada. Hi, everyone.
Yo, Nevada. First question, what inspired the fit? It's W.
Converse.
Converse?
I love Converse, yeah.
Hey, just, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out Converse.
Shout out. Yo, not to gas Nevada, but I think you genuinely have one of the best fashion styles.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much. Everything.
Your fashion's tough. Like
that. Thank you. Oh, I'm blushing. Thank you so much.
She knows how to dress, guys. Take notes.
Yeah.
Take notes. How have you been, Nevada?
I've been good. Thank you for inviting me for the second time.
Yeah, of course.
If you guys didn't know, Nevada was one of our first episodes that we've ever done. And now she's here again.
She invested in us early, bro. Hey, shout out Nevada.
Thank you. How you guys been? How's everything?
We've been good. You know, just internet stuff, you know, doing the podcast. Lots of things have happened since the last episode.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't been the best. I'm going to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brayden recently.
Recently, I... I went through some tough times. I ended a relationship that I was in recently. And like, low-key, like...
I'm so sorry.
Heart's broken. We're rebuilding slowly, you know. Things take time. You know, the hurt won't last forever. Just takes time, you know.
What happened?
You're gonna put it on the spot, bro.
Okay, so basically,
So basically,
just to like beat around the bush and keep it private, but also not keep it private. I felt like we kept having the same issues reoccur,
mm-hmm.
and you know, when you just like, I'm a very like, I don't want to say blunt, but blunt person. Like, I'll like lay it down how it is in a respectful way, obviously. Yeah. If you keep like having the same issues over and over again, it's probably not gonna change.
Yeah.
And so. Wish that person the absolute best of luck in life. Truly.
No, you don't.
Yeah. All right,
no,
bro.
I'm just kidding. I
really do, honestly. I wish them the best. I hope they achieve all their dreams and aspirations. But fortunately, we had to go our separate ways.
So you're hearing that. Brayden's single,
girls.
Guys.
Yeah.
Girls.
But yeah, so yeah, Brayden's single now.
But like, it's okay, though.
Him's going to be popping.
I guess so. Him's going to be popping.
Yeah, I got a matching tattoo with my ex. Is that crazy?
It is crazy. I have matching tattoos with my girlfriend. So
I literally
see. It's not that crazy because you know how many people were attacking me for that.
Really?
And it's like, first of all, it's not just any tattoo. It's a tattoo of a song that launched my career.
There you go.
It like, it's a memory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's deeper than just like a matching tattoo and blah, everything like that. But everyone was like,
I don't think it's bad.
They were giving me shit for it. And I was like, how are you gonna hate when you're not in a position to talk?
Yeah, it's not that big deal.
Because you're not in my shoes. So, I don't know why you're judging. You said you have a matching tattoo?
Yeah, I have a matching tattoo with my ex. And it's here, the pal. He has the same one, but he covered it.
Damn.
But.
Why didn't you cover yours?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Because, I mean, I don't care that much. Like, I don't think it's a big deal that I have a matching tattoo with my ex, and like, it's still a memory. I'll just keep it. I have so many tattoos with like people I don't even talk anymore.
Oh damn!
Do you think
I have matching tattoo with Diamond.
With who?
Oh really? Oh
wait, who did you say with Diamond?
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So do you think that ever how do I phrase this? So do you think having a matching tattoo with like him or an ex-boyfriend is like gonna maybe interfere with a future relationship?
Absolutely not. It's just funny. I'm so unserious. Like, I'm a really unserious person. And like, and what? Like, you have a matching tattoo. And like, what?
What's the big deal?
Like, I don't, you wanna know, look at the tattoo.
Fine shit.
A little ink.
What made you
look at that? We were in Miami. So me, Diamond, Enzo, Mackenzie, and Carlos, we all got the same tattoos.
There you go.
Wow.
Why?
It's a lot.
I have no idea. It's so stupid. But like, and what? It's just memories.
Yeah, no, it's just
for the plot.
For the plot. Literally for the plot.
Yeah, gotta make life interesting, you know?
You can remove your tattoo anytime also. Yeah.
Come on, like, we're getting covered.
If that's gonna be a really big deal for like your future girlfriend or something, like...
That's her problem.
Yeah, period, but like you can remove your tattoo anytime also. And like if it's gonna be life-changing, like...
This is the right mindset, by the way. That's the right mindset.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all already know I don't shout out any brands unless I actually rock with them. And let me tell you, True Classic has seriously leveled up my closet game. The tees are super clean, they fit perfectly, and the best part is they don't shrink or get all boxy after the wash. Especially for a guy like me, they hug your arms and they hide that stomach. It really is a game changer.
Whether you're going on a date, going to the gym, or just trying to look fresh and cozy for the day, this is it. And you can update your whole wardrobe without wrecking your budget. Go to trueclassic.com/brocode and use our code brocode at checkout to get a sweet discount. Again, that's trueclassic.com/brocode. The link is down below in the description. It is also linked in the comments. Trust me, once you try these on, you will not go back to your old stuff. So remember, use code BROCODE at checkout and the link is in the description.
Me personally, because like, I mean, you would know. Tattoo, we get tattoo, stupid
bro,
tattoos.
Why, like, no, we're not putting me on the spot right now.
I'm not putting you on the spot. It's just like,
Jake, do you regret any tattoos you have?
No, because the face you're making, like, I can tell. I can tell the deceit, like,
behind. Yo, what do you mean? I'm genuinely curious. I think all of us are.
Right here, bro.
Do you regret it?
What is the tattoo?
Shona Bao.
Yeah, sure. Damn.
You see? Name?
But no regrets.
Name is.
But no regrets. No regrets.
No. Yeah, no regrets, bro. Yeah. I don't really regret it because it's like, I went into it like with the mindset of like, okay, if anything goes south, like, I'm just going to get a fast.
Just going to go north.
There you go.
Yeah, no, exactly. Is that not the right mindset?
Hey, there you go. Yep. There you go.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the topic about, you know, relationships and tattoos and this and that, do you think guys and girls can just be friends? This is a topic that I recently talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different opinions.
What do you think?
Do you think from a girl, I want to hear a girl's perspective first before I give mine.
Yeah, me too.
Me as a social media person, I think they can be friends, but not online. That's what I learned from
like,
the past months. Cause like you can't just casually film with your guy friend and people not gonna get mad at you for something. Like they're not gonna ship you in a way.
Yeah.
And like, it's just like, oh, I don't know. I went through it and I stopped filming with any boys, mm-hmm. like at all. I don't know. I genuinely feel like they can be friends. And I had guys who just a friend and I still do. I always like, even in a relationship, I was in a relationship when I had a guy best friend. My boyfriend had a girl best friend. And I feel like
it's... How does that make you feel?
I was always fine with my ex-boyfriend having a girl best friend. Before, for example, I find out they have had something in the past. And I'm like, but so if that's not a big deal, why I never knew about it? Why I find out like
exactly.
a year after?
Yeah.
So if, there's if something honest, I have to know. Like, just be honest. Just be honest and there's going to be no problem.
That's the thing that makes sense.
Dead ass, because it's the not being forward about it that makes me think that there's something else there. You know?
Exactly. If there was nothing really, truly...
There, then you would have literally been like, so upfront about it.
What would have been the problem with the honesty? Because you would have known in your own heart, like...
Oh, they learned from me, yeah.
You don't have any weird...
Mm-hmm. 100%. You know, no, I'm with you on that.
Whatever.
I think we all make mistakes, though.
Yeah, I know.
We all learn from them.
I mean...
Nobody's perfect. It's all our first time doing life.
Yep.
I mean, I know me and Brayden can relate on some things about, like... People hiding their phones and people being weird about their phones being touched.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
No, because like we've bonded on this before.
No, we have.
Like, have you ever been like with someone who's like very weird?
So weird about their phone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that will tell you a lot about something.
Yeah.
It indicates some stuff that's like, why are you so weird about your phone?
Like, why do you got to take it to the bathroom for 5 seconds?
Or why do you have to always put the screen down whenever we're next to each other?
Ooh, that's good.
I pick up on the subliminal shit, bro.
I do that just in, like, literally instinctual. Like, always put my...
No, that's what I've been told, Cap.
But
you have to make that decision, bro. Yes.
So how's that, Cap?
Because like, you have to literally make that decision to make sure your shit is always like that.
I don't think that's true. But, I mean, yeah, there's sometimes where it's, like, upright, but
you might be overanalyzing a little bit.
A little bit. Because I don't like purposefully put my phone, like, but I know I do that a lot because I've been told.
But see, then that makes it purposeful because it's you know, in your mind?
I only know that because I've been told that, though. Okay. That's the only reason, like, yeah, I've been picked up on it.
But, like, you probably do it instinctually for some reasons.
No, I really
That's
don't.
That's what I was saying, though. One thing that is pretty easy to tell is if, like, for me, when I'm with, like, a girl, yeah, and, like, their phone is, like, blowing up with a notification, and they, like, silence it, and they, like...
It's like, all right, bro, who's texting?
Yeah, I see.
And it keeps going, and they... Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like...
Or when you tell, like, if they're locked in, they're like...
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Or like, yo, have y'all ever experienced this? When they're texting, and then you walk into the room, and they're like...
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yo, that shit, oh, my God. Dead ass, bro. God. When that shit happens, I'm like... Because, like, I don't want to crash out about it.
Right? It makes me feel like, now you're...
And also, it drives me crazy in my head. It's like, bro, who are you texting that I cannot see, bro?
Yeah.
And they're like, nothing. Like, check my phone, see? And it's like, bro, no. Like,
bro, you just deleted the chat.
Yeah, bro.
Come on.
Like, you think I'm like, I haven't been through this before?
Yeah, I'm not.
That shit is fun.
Not a rookie, bro. Not a rookie.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, no. As you can see, I haven't fully dealt with all my, like, I got to get it out.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Dead ass.
Last time you were here, you were with Elsa.
Yep.
I haven't seen her in a minute. Are you guys still friends? Or are you guys still hanging out?
I mean, we live together.
Oh, you guys tough. Cool. But you guys okay. Live together still?
Yeah, yeah. We live together because we have a lease. And if we want to break a lease, it's like 40K. So none of us want to break the lease.
You know? Yeah, I wouldn't want to break that lease either.
Yeah, yeah. Me neither.
Like, I am friends with Elsa, definitely. But I'm not sure about the other person I live with.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yeah. I recently filmed a YouTube video when I kind of explained why we're not friends no anymore with Thomas Wu, Infamous Wu.
Is it out yet?
Oh, yeah. I posted already.
So you're pretty open with, like, your audience about your life.
I'm open about, like, literally everything. You can ask me anything. You can go through my phone. Like, I'm open real quick. I just don't care. Like, it's nothing... It's nothing Malay would I want to hide and be like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. And like, I said, yeah, I don't really care. So you can ask me whatever.
Okay. Well, since you gave me permission, what's the tension? What's why don't we,
what's caused?
Why aren't we too fond of the other person?
What's causing the tension in the household? In your opinion.
Okay, so I think we kind of went to like separate ways what we want to do, and he's really locked in on YouTube, and this guy, like, he doesn't even sleep. All he does, he's in his room talking to ChatGPT and all his work team to film YouTube video, and like he doesn't talk to anybody. He's really, really,
he's just
really
locked in.
Yes.
He's a Dylan Latham.
Yeah.
And he's a Dylan Latham.
I mean, I felt kind of awkward first couple months when we just moved in together, like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some issue because like I never lived with just my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like with my guy best friend. I never lived in the same house, in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready for some stuff.
It was just kind of like a big jump.
Yeah.
Are you saying like this is your first time like living with like a guy best friend too?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of weird. Like it's sometimes, not like sometimes weird, it like, can be challenging.
Yeah, like definitely because I wasn't expecting like come to a house with like a whole mess and like
yeah.
So you're not used to living with a dude.
That's funny. And like,
yeah, sometimes we can be messy.
Yeah.
You don't want to know how messy like I'm like.
Are you like the caretaker of the house almost? Like, are you making sure things are clean or like
clean it up everybody's mess? Yeah.
Do you have to be the bad guy?
Yeah, and I feel so bad for it, but like I can't be.
You can't
feel like
bad.
Oh, we live in a fucking I don't even know, like
you
it looks like
if you want.
Oh, okay, whatever. like I can just show you.
Oh damn, oh, we get the receipt.
Oh, we have like pictures of
okay.
The mess.
Yes, because we have a group chat.
Okay.
I don't know, like people
I've been there before. Actually, when we lived in the White House, not like the actual White House, but like
the concept.
No. When we lived there, when we had like the period where like 7 days a week, over five people, like Frosty remembers. Remember how many people would be at my house trash my house, overflow my trash can like mountain, like a mountain. It was the most I would send pictures in a group chat and be like, yo, if you guys are coming to my house, take out your trash, clean up,
bro, leave. Like, people would leave drinks on like the windowsills.
Bro, people would like literally spill drinks on the floor and let it dry and get all sticky. God. And like ants would, oh my gosh. It was the nastiest, dirtiest, unpleasant experience ever. So I feel your pain.
Like, I woke up. It's literally a food with the dirty socks.
Yo, let me see, let me see.
Bro.
It's so bad.
If you guys, for context, what we're looking at, it's a plate of eaten messy food on a couch with dirty socks. Dirty socks.
Damn, so he deadass was like eating a late night meal and was like, all right, I'm gonna go to bed.
ChatGPT in it. ChatGPT. How do I throw out my trash?
No, literally, he's asking everything to ChatGPT. He can date ChatGPT at this point. But like, when we were about to move to our house, I was totally forgot that we're gonna move in with a guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, that's so fun. We're all best friends. It's gonna be really cool. And then I was like, oh shit. Like,
I get you.
And yeah, we had like a long talk about everything because I basically had two best friends, mm-hmm. Thomas and Elsa, and at one point in time, as you can tell by social media and like how we don't feel anymore, I kind of become a third wheel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's I get you. Fine. Mm. But it's fine. We'll live together. We're all like, mm-hmm. cool.
Okay. So clearly there's, so now you guys know, everybody watching this, if you're planning on living with like, you know, your girlfriend's boyfriend moving in, just think, this is an example.
Just think.
You could be the third wheel.
You could be the third wheel and you might be responsible for cleaning up a lot.
And that becoming a parent.
Yeah, so.
That's unfortunate.
So what do you think you're gonna do after? Are you gonna get a place by yourself?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna move by myself.
Do you think you can live by yourself though? Because I think that gets lonely.
I'd rather invite people to my house, but like knowing that I have my own space. Because
then you could tell them to leave after. You're like, actually, I'm really busy today. Like,
go home.
Yeah.
No, actually, the other thing with my roommates, love you guys, by the way, just saying, we have a different sleep schedule. And it's really...
Are you like more early?
Yeah, I wake up early and I go to sleep at like 1, 2.
Well, if you go to bed at 1 or 2, how late are they going to bed?
Like 5.
Oh.
Bro.
So I can imagine it's probably pretty hard to sleep.
Yeah, it's just hard for both of us because I want to like wake up and like listen to music and everything. And see, like, they're just sleeping. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
That's something that like I have to think about because like we were thinking about moving in with like 4 or 5 people.
Oh, I know that.
And I don't know. Because we might run into problems like that. You know, everyone's got different sleep schedules.
Especially if it's going to be a boy's house. It's going to be
a mess. I think it'd be lit, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be cool, but it's going to be a mess.
Bro, Brayden, you would be the first one over it. Bro.
Yeah, you'd be the
first one. No, I mean, I'm a very communicative person, though. I'd be like, yo, guys, like, let's try and be considerate of everyone.
Can you spell communicative?
Honestly, not off the dome right now. I'm sure if I locked in for a second, I could. But, like, if you need me to, I could lock in, though.
Spell it.
C-O-M-M-U-N. A-T-I-V-E.
No.
No?
C, okay, wait. Let me try.
Wait, C,
C-O-M-M.
Oh, wait, I think I missed the U.
U-N.
Yeah, then.
I. C. A-T-I-V-E.
Good, huh?
Good.
All right, you guys heard it first. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? I am.
Thanks God, it was question not for me.
Do you think you're smarter than a fifth grader?
I hope so.
Who discovered gravity?
If you ask me everything about like my Ukrainian, Russian.
Okay, that's valid.
Yeah, because my English is bad. I barely understand that makes your sense. Question. That's if you true. Translate it to me, I would probably answer you.
Oh, who's here?
Someone's at my door.
No, but like segueing back into relationships, I'm actually curious to get like your opinion on this just because with my personal life experience, this has caused a little bit of like bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. How long do you think a talking stage should last?
I have a funny story about it.
Okay, let's hear it.
When I just moved here, uh-huh. I had no idea what's talking stage. Because we don't have that in like our
Islamic
country. Okay. Yeah, we don't have talking stages. We don't have like exclusive talking stages, not exclusive friend. Like, we're just like dating.
So like you either like each other or you don't.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Or you're friends or you're dating. Mm-hmm. Is that simple?
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with that. So, yo, let's go to that, bro. Like.
And when I moved here and I started talking to a guy. Not saying names, but whatever. So I was talking to a guy, and like I think 2 months after, I didn't like. Okay, first of all, my English was terrible, worse than right now, and I had no idea how to even ask like, "What are we?" You know.
Your English has gotten so much better since the last episode.
Thank you. So proud of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But I had no idea how to ask like, "What are we?"
Mm-hmm.
And with my broken English. We're like just sitting there, like watching TV or like something. And I go to him, like, "Who are we?" He's like, "Huh?" Like, "What are you talking?" I was like, it was a serious face. I'm like, "Who are we?"
Oh, okay.
"Who are we?"
He's like, "I'm," and you're Nevada. Like, "What are you trying to say?" I'm like, "Okay, bye." Whatever. And I just left.
Hey, that's okay.
And did you like speak to them again after that? Or?
Yeah, he's like, "What are we?" I was like, "Okay, thank you so much." But
so
yeah.
So now you know how to say, "What are we?"
Yeah, "What are we?"
"What are we?"
"What are we?"
So
talking stage, I think my I had one and only talking stage here for the 2.5 years. And it was, I think, 4 months.
That's valid.
I don't know. I think that was like, okay. I don't know how.
No, that's valid.
How long people usually talking? What do you guys think?
I actually have a 4 month rule. Like, I can figure out, because it's not, you can find someone attractive, right? Like, that's obviously what's gonna get you there, but what's gonna keep you there is like the meticulous things. So it's like their personality, how they live, their work ethic, you know, how do they treat their family, like things like that. So 4 months is like about right to like figure that out.
Yeah. I think it depends.
Okay.
Right? Like, I think it depends, guys.
Yeah.
Like, a real talking stage, like, you know, you guys are like pretty locked in. I'd say anywhere from like 2 to 5 months.
Yeah, that's valid.
Because that's
two, so I would like to what minimum. I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's really similar to what I was
going to say. Two is like the minimum. You know what I mean?
I think once you go over 4, you're kind of pushing it a little bit. It's like, okay, you're damn near half a year. At that
it's like you're either, like, you either like me and see a future or not. Yeah. It's but hard though. It's hard though, because like
4 months. 4 months is like understandable.
Yeah, no,
that's like a fourth of a year, so I get that.
It truly is hard though, because you really don't know someone until it's like been a year, bro.
Yeah, I feel like no matter what, no matter who you are and what the relationship is like, you're gonna get into a relationship with someone, and you start to figure out more about people once there's an actual label over your guys' head. Like, you can't honestly, I feel like there's certain things that you can't even learn about people until you are in a real relationship with them.
Which is hard, though.
You're not gonna know the full person until,
you know.
But
honestly, and real relationships, when you're on the internet with them too, so hard.
Internet makes it basically impossible.
Capri and Piper are a perfect example.
Yes, bro. It makes it so hard.
You've seen all the stuff going on
with them.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on them? What's your thoughts on our relationship?
I saw Capri holding "I love cheating" t-shirt, and I just sent it to my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, did your ex-boyfriend cheat on you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we talked about this. You sent
it.
Yeah, I was like, get one.
And damn.
Did he respond?
What did he say?
He's like, okay.
Okay.
Do you still feel like kind of like F you to him? Like, it's like a little...
I feel bad. Like,
Do you think you're over him yet, or are you still healing?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, hey, by that face, I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, we have same friend group. We see each other sometimes.
So it just makes it hard.
Yeah, it makes it hard. Because, like, I definitely not, like, over him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just...
So, like, would you run it back?
No.
Oh, damn. So what do you think? I mean, you don't have to say this if you don't want.
I don't know. But like, I just feel like if I will even think about it, I'll probably do it when he grows up,
yeah. That's good, though.
But for now, I want to date, like, my work and only, like, focus on myself.
That's good.
And everything. But, like... Thanks him. He's like, he gave me a lot of reasons to write music about. So
inspiration, there you go.
Have you been working on like a lot of new music?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta hear some. Her song Ash. What was it called?
Yeah, Ashes.
Ashes. Mm-hmm. Fire song.
That was a W song, actually.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was not expecting like people actually like film a lot of this song, and like I even got a call, like some cool calls, and like met a lot of cool people because of the song. Mm. So I even texted him like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, so you're still texting him like.
We're like.
So you guys are like troll. Cool.
Like call like. Cool, but like in a troll way, because we saw each other, I think, in Caprice. When like one of my friends tried to dress him in my clothing brand, because I don't know, I think Evan was in my hoodie.
Oh.
And they're like kind of like messed with this because Asha was almost wearing my hoodie, or like my
other friends was filming
and they're like Asha's sound and like kind of show Ash.
So I'm curious, because you said you would maybe run it back in the future when he gets older and matures, but if someone cheats, do you think that's acceptable to ever take back?
Honestly, no, I don't think so, but I'm just a girl, so I'm just
saying. Hey, that's valid. Nah.
Come on, Nevada.
It makes sense, because you have to remember, guys, like, sometimes you just have so much lore with someone and such a backstory that it's so hard to just, like,
throw that away. I get that.
I understand that.
I mean, I get that, too, but...
Yeah. I don't know how to say that.
Sometimes you gotta say, fuck them.
I did, but I mean...
She's like, I did, but...
but...
like, and then he came back around.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain. Okay, no, I pretty much know how to explain. So, I only had like two relationships.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Bull cheated on me.
Damn.
Guys, what's
that's
wrong
crazy.
With
crazy.
But.
Y'all.
My ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like us.
No. But I think it's the thing that I pretty much like know the person that was like. I was the person was like over 2 years or something. I know everything about him. He knows everything about me. And for me right now, even like talk to someone, because I met a lot of new friends, guy friends, after like I ended up relationship. And like even try to talk to someone or see other people trying to talk to me and just like again, like... and hearing like, oh, what's your favorite color? Like,
yo, that is so
like,
real.
Don't ask me, like, please.
And it's so real.
Well, what's your favorite color?
Black.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, like, do all this stuff over again.
Yo, that's crazy that you say that, because that's literally how I feel right now.
That's
like,
so real.
I literally got to do this all over again. Like, that is, it's tiring, honestly. Because then what if that doesn't work out? Then it's like.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If it's meant to be, you won't really be thinking.
There's also a blessing in new experiences with new people, bro.
100%.
There really is.
I agree.
You get to learn more and grow more as a person, too. That's the thing. When you get to go through situations like what you're going through.
That is true.
That's true. And, like, if you meet the right person, you won't be thinking about, like, oh, I have that's favorite color. It's just going to be a natural conversation. You're just going to
It's going to feel normal.
Yeah, no, I guess.
But I also totally get what you're saying. Like... renewing your relationship subscription
is
sometimes
hard.
Filling out all the info is exhausting.
No, definitely. No,
it's like filling out divorce papers. It's like, how many pages is that, bro?
I've never
had a divorce, but I know it's a lot of paper.
I know it's a lot of paper. Hey, there you go. You heard it first. Philosophical, put it on a t-shirt. I know it's a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Would you ever get married?
Do you want to get married?
Do you want to get married?
Like, what does your future look like? Like, let's just hear it.
I just want to work, make music, and I don't even think about, like, relationship, marriage. I would maybe adopt a kid.
Oh, really? That's so interesting. What makes you want to do that? That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
My mom did that.
Oh, really?
I have siblings, but I never met them. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of cool. Like... it's completely...
it's a different experience.
It's completely different experience. And I'm not sure if I want... like, the pregnancy, like, just... whatever I think about it, like,
it
9 months...
doesn't sound right with you.
No. Like, Zero. Absolutely not. It just, like, scared me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
like,
you.
Like, actually scared me. And I feel like I would just... I don't even know if I would want a relationship anytime soon. And for, like, I want a kid pretty, like, in a young age. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I'm 26, I want to have a kid. Mm-hmm. And I would probably adopt a kid.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's actually amazing. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're going to help a kid out. Mm-hmm. Like, help seriously. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, a partner to help you out?
We'll see. Right now, I don't want anyone. And it's, like...
Period.
Damn.
Very bold.
For my social media, please, for people who are watching me, I don't need anyone. I don't want anyone. I'm not dating anyone. And I'm not talking to anybody. Please leave me alone.
Yeah, leave her alone, ladies. Leave her alone, ladies and gents.
Alone.
You heard it here, bro.
She's not looking.
Yeah.
She's not interested.
Absolutely not.
Social media killed romance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If I would ever even talk to someone, I would never post it.
So real. I think that's the strat, high key.
Never post it ever again. Mm. If I will, it's probably going to be my ex. So if I am talking to someone,
hey, there you go.
I'm not going to post it.
There you go. Wait, what do you guys feel about that? Because having gone through what I've recently gone through, I think I'm going to... It will be the very last resort to put my significant other on the internet with.
Oh, literally, genuinely, if I ever get into a relationship again, big on the if, literally the most that's ever getting posted of like who I'm with is like maybe their hair or their hand.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Oh, yeah, we know.
That would... Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, wait, what? What are you even talking about?
No, I just said like, yeah, we know. Continue what you were saying, bro.
Bro. Yo, what? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would definitely keep that off the gram, off TikTok.
What about you, Gav? Yeah, Gavin's like, bro, I swear every day is like a new fucking, like, yo, I'm gonna do this. Nah, never mind. Like, I'm gonna do this.
It's right, it's right.
Bro, I'm dead.
Okay, it's crazy.
Because I think if it depends on the person, it depends on the relationship, it depends on how well you know them, it depends on how
on the situation.
Comfortable you are with them, it depends on how they perceive social media. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I mean, I think posting, like, with a significant other has lots of, like, risks. And, like, when everybody knows what you're constantly doing, it makes it easier to destroy. And I understand that. But, like, if your significant other is loyal, which I am, and you find another one who's like that, and you guys can just, like, lock in and genuinely be there and for each other and be good to each other, then I think there's no problem. Because I think the biggest downfall of it is temptations. I think that's what relies to cheating. So it lies.
Well, like, it's always the door for so much more.
It does. And I think that's strictly because of social media, bro. Because of social media,
there's you get always going to see, be temptation. You constantly get to see options.
Yes, bro.
Options.
You're not locked in. The person you're looking at options.
It makes you feel like
you want her. You want her. You want her.
Already have.
You know it's toxic.
Like a great thing already.
It's that's the thing.
It literally
like you can even bring friends.
Yeah, I actually relate to that on a very serious level of like. The option, someone's better, they're probably gonna stay.
And if they all get along, like, obviously we all win.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Because it's like, it gets to the point where it's like, what
it
is,
hurts.
What isn't.
Because, like, yeah, no, I got you.
And
but listen,
you
listen.
You gotta say, I'm him.
But listen.
I know I'm what's missing.
I'd rather have loyalty than love.
Bro, 21 Savage and Gavin Magnus, bro, like, what the lyric?
No, that's Braden Whaley. Put it on a t-shirt. I'd rather have loyalty than love.
Okay.
Love really don't.
Get my bad. I tried eating with that and it did not eat, like, shit. That was like an
air ball.
Oh, God, that was an air ball.
It's okay. You know, Braden's got some philosophical quotes.
Sometimes they come out.
Yeah. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Yep.
I'm curious.
Best advice?
The best advice I ever took was take no advice.
Bro, what?
That's so real.
That's so real. I actually don't know. I don't think I listen to advices.
Mm-hmm. If you had advice to give to the viewers watching right now.
What advice would you
give? Yep.
Just don't listen to anybody. Do what you think is right and... Yeah.
Or what advice would you give to somebody who got cheated on and still kind of talks to their ex?
Why does that feel specific?
What?
I'm just what asking, like, what advice would you give to
question?
Them?
Hold on. What is this question?
Like, I'm just asking,
what advice? Like, I'm so confused. I was just like, probably don't do it.
Probably don't do it.
Probably don't do it.
Probably don't do it.
Okay.
Probably don't do that.
That's tough.
But it's okay. We all make mistakes.
And
we
absolutely. Yep. I think it, like...
Honestly, but it's like how many times you like? Come on, bro.
Well, listen, it's all our first times doing life, and there's not necessarily a rule book.
Exactly.
Bro,
exactly.
Cole literally said that.
I said that. I said that. I said that.
No, you were in the last episode.
I literally was.
No, I'm talking about the last episode that I did.
Oh, my
Cole said the same thing. He was like, you know, it's all of our first times living oh, life, damn. Bro.
Yo, me and Cole, I guess it's just getting philosophical.
Yeah, y'all on the
Yo, same. I really love that word. That's why I keep saying it, philosophical.
Yeah.
You still talk to your ex. What would you tell people?
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, she actually blocked me on everything, so.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Wait, which ex?
Because I got a match too with the other ex.
Oh, damn.
Oh, so it's complicated.
Wait, so this was post-stream?
Huh? But what were you saying? Go ahead, you can ask me now. Go ahead, ask me some questions.
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
Sure. Who's your favorite ex?
Whoa, okay.
Yo, that's a good question. Gavin Magnus, who is your favorite ex-girlfriend?
Wait, actually?
My favorite ex-girlfriend.
You don't have to answer.
No, I don't. But I feel compelled. So, I'm going to go with the safe answer. None of them. None of them.
Damn, PR train.
Good.
Who's your favorite ex? Nevada?
None of them.
Damn, PR
Don't,
train.
You can't copy my answer. It's okay, you can copy my answer.
All of them.
Oh, tough, there you go.
Wow, that's a good answer.
I appreciate all of them.
Yeah, because they all teach you things.
Yeah, each cheat.
But yeah, basically, I got this tattoo, and then they were kind of upset about it, but I was like, because they were like, oh, but you said you were gonna get matching tattoos with me. And I was like, I'm kind of like you. I'll literally get anything tattooed on my body. So like I told them, I was like, yeah, like I'd be down to get tattoos with you. But I also said that to another person. I've also got like a matching tattoo with my friends. And like,
I would have loved to have gotten that.
Like I have a matching tattoo with my brother.
Did you get the invite to the matching tattoo appointment? Cause I didn't.
You mean the tow truck?
No, like the ghost.
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Fucking invite.
Hey.
First of all, he wasn't with us, and if he was with us, he definitely would have done it. Second of all,
I would have done it.
Brayden, you would have.
I was about to say,
Brayden would not have gotten a tattoo.
I would have gotten it on my leg.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have paid for your tattoo because everybody got it.
When do I ever ask you to pay for anything?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would have paid for it myself.
But why would you get it on your leg?
Because I have other tattoos on my leg.
That's so funny, but like in Miami, we all got matching tattoo at the same spot, and Mackenzie was the only one who got on her leg.
Yo, wow, did you hear that?
What?
In Miami, we all got a matching tattoo on our arm, and Mackenzie was the only one who got on her leg.
I'm not gonna lie. That's dope.
I'm not gonna lie.
She got 8G with that one.
Yo, I don't think I got 8. You know what? Like, that's
tough,
man.
Nevada with 4 plus 4. But yeah, basically, long story short, that happened, got the matching tattoo, and then, yeah, I was like, hey, listen, I'll still get a matching tattoo with you too, like, but it's okay, they blocked me, so.
They? Or she blocked you? Okay. Tough.
I think we all know, so, like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have to be that specific. But yeah.
Let's do a next episode.
We'll all get matching tattoos.
We'll matching tattoo in the
dead ass. Yeah, yo.
Brayden's gonna get it on his leg.
On my leg.
Okay.
There you go. Yo, Jake, you running it?
Yo, actually, that's a great idea. That's such a good idea. So whatever the top comment is on this video,
we'll get a tattoo.
We'll get a tattoo. Only if it's something cool, obviously.
Okay.
And it's not something cool or like funny or like memorable, we're not doing it. Cool. So make sure it's like something cool.
Yeah, we'll do a matching tattoo all together.
Well, I'll get that tattoo. Let us know in the comments. And Nevada, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for coming on.
Is there anything you want to say to the audience? Anything you want to tell? Anything new you got coming up you want to tell them?
Just listen to my music, enjoy, and I'm waiting for a best comment, top comment to do a matching tattoo. I think that would be fire.
There we go.
Yep, that would be dope.
First record in a tattoo studio.
Ooh, yeah.
Or we could come here.
Would that be the first podcast while getting tattooed?
Tatted?
Ooh.
That'd be tough.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Nevada.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Of course.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you for watching. Make sure to listen
bye-bye.
To Spotify and Apple Music.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Turn on post notifications, and we'll see you guys next time.
Deuces.